was the bed on which my father would sleep that spring semester of the Odyssey Seminar, not long before he became ill and my brothers and sister and I had to start fathering my father, anxiously watching him as he slept fitfully in a series of enormous, elaborately mechanized contraptions that hardly seemed like beds at all, whirring noisily as they inclined and declined like cranes. But that came later. It used to amuse my father that for a long time I divided my time among so many different places. This house on the rural campus, the mellow old home in New Jersey where my boys and their mother lived and where I would spend long weekends, my apartment in New York City, which, as time passed and my life expanded, first to include a family and then to teach, had become little more than a pit stop between train trips. "You're always on the road," my father would sometimes say at the end of a phone conversation, and as he said the word road, I could picture him shaking his head from side to side in gentle bewilderment. For nearly all of his life, my father lived in one house, the one he moved into a month before I was born, and which he left for the last time one January day in 2012, a year to the day after he started my class on the Odyssey. The Odyssey course ran from late January to early May. A week or so after it ended, I happened to be on the phone with my friend Froma, a classic scholar who had been my mentor in graduate school and had lately enjoyed